When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It is finished. With these three words, Jesus died. It is finished. Was it a cry of despair? Was it a last conscious recognition that death was imminent? In this gospel account, the Greek word for "it is finished" is tetelestai. It's a word that Greek readers and speakers would have known well because it was a word they saw often. It was a word that was stamped on bills. It was stamped on receipts to indicate that the debt that they owed had been paid in full. It is finished. It has been paid in full. And so Jesus' final word from the cross was tetelestai. It is finished. It has been paid in full. And far from being a cry of despair or an acceptance of death, it was rather the cry of a victor at the finish line. He had finished the work his Father sent him to accomplish, and that work was to pay a debt in full, a debt that was owed by you. For the wages of sin is death. The penalty, the fine, the price for your sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And while this gift is free to you, it comes at an enormous cost to God. Because God doesn't just forgive your debt to him, he pays your debt to him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The prophet Isaiah says, "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." We are all like sheep who have wandered away from God's fold. All of us are prodigal sons who have chosen the allure of a sinful world in exchange for the blessedness of our Father's home, following after our own desires, only to find ourselves lost and without hope, powerless to save ourselves from the consequences of our sinful wandering, eternal death. But St. Paul says in Romans chapter 5, "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly." Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When we were powerless, Christ died for us. Not because of anything good in us, but solely because of his love for us. While we were still sinners, wandering sheep, while we were prodigal sons in a distant country, Christ died for us. And this was his choice. It was not the betrayer Judas who chose the death of Jesus. It was not his religious enemies who chose the death of Jesus. It was not Pontius Pilate who chose his death. Christ himself chose his death. And when the moment came, it was Christ himself who pronounced, "It is finished." It was he who bowed his head and gave up his spirit. For a good person, someone might possibly die, but we are not good people. We are sinners. We have committed treason against the holy God who created us. Who would die for us? Who would choose to die for us? For a prodigal son, for a lost sheep. Jesus says in John chapter 10, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord, my choice. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Who would choose to die for you, a sinner? A good shepherd. And this good shepherd has completed the task set before him, to lay down his life for the sheep, not by anyone's choice but his own. It was no accident of history that saved you. It was God's purpose in Jesus Christ that saved you. For you, a lost sheep, this good shepherd became a perfect lamb whose once-for-all sacrifice paid your ransom price to the full, freeing you from the bondage of sin, death, and the devil. The writer to the Hebrews says, with his own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, Jesus entered the most holy place once for all time and secured our redemption forever. Is it finished? It is finished indeed. And it is finished forever. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen.